I'm Christopher Zweig, and today on CJ at the Movies, I review The Whale, which is another comeback vehicle for Brendan Fraser, especially if it's directed by Darren Aronofsky, whose last film, Mother, was hated by half the world. This might be his best work since Black Swan, as he guides this former Mummy star as a man so depressed by his choices in life that he resorts to obesity. This is a disgusting yet emotionally complex performance from him. Equally exceptional work also comes from Hong Chau as his long-suffering nurse who tries to persuade him to go to the hospital, and Sadie Sink as his estranged teenage daughter who comes back into his life. The Whale is not for the faint of heart, but it does allow Fraser to excel like never before, and it draws us into his character's life and how he's sunk to new lows. This is something to look forward to, 3.5 stars. To recap the new movies I reviewed this week, thumbs way up for Babylon, thumbs way up for Puss in Boots: The Last Wish, and thumbs way up for The Whale. If you like this review and my upcoming reviews, please follow me on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube under CJ at the Movies, and you can also read my work at cjatthemovies.com. I'm Christopher Zweig, happy holidays, and I'll see you at the movies.